February. Thank you very much for the month of March. We thank you for April. Lord God Almighty, by your mercy, you saw through the month of May. We escaped every trap in the month of June. July, you saw us through. August, you have seen us through. You are wonderful, Lord. Thank you very much for this morning. Thank you for this glorious month of September. We are grateful because we trust in you, Lord, that you will see us through the end of this year. We appreciate you, our Lord and our Maker. We say hallowed be your name. Today we are asking, O God, that you will help us. You will speak to our hearts. And we pray, O God Almighty, that we shall succeed and we have testimony at the end of this year. Glory be to your holy name. Jesus' name, we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord. And please be seated. Gloriously. Praise the Lord. Quickly, next week, Sunday, there will be water baptism. Of course, that will be after the second service. But we are enjoined to try to come for the first service next week. Because there will be the national program here. And there will be so many people. You may not even have a place to sit. So for next week, Sunday, we advise our members, most of us, to come for the first service. God bless you as you do so in the name of Jesus Christ. So that we can allow other people also to have space during the second service. Praise the Lord. Now, quickly, I want you to turn your Bible with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. And this morning, I'm saying to you, and that's the word of God to us today, fear not. Fear not. Tell your neighbor, fear not. You see, while I was thanking God or praying, we're talking about January, February, March, up to September. God has been good. But you know, in the course of these past 8 months, and then we are in the ninth now, there are some of us that feel that, wow, what have I achieved? And then as we are getting to these ember months, as we start this journey, there are some of us now that are tensed. But God says, fear not. In fact, if you see the situation of Nigeria as of today, it is enough to be scared to some people. But one thing I know is that in a time like this, it's a time for some people to become extremely rich and prosperous. And I'm one of them. I say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. So fear not. Brethren, fear not. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. A spirit of fear. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, if you look at that scripture clearly, it is clearly stated that fear is not of God. So when you exhibit fear, know that the devil is lurking around the corner. That is, God is not there. He said God has not given you. So it's not his own, it's not part of his gift. Fear. Unfortunately, many of us give in to fear. We entertain fear a lot. And that's the way we are being manipulated into not achieving our desired results. Fear. So, if you look at that scripture also, you see that what God gives in place of fear are three. You saw them. Power. Love. Sound mind. Three things in place of fear. So, for you to have three things to replace fear, it shows that fear can be very dangerous. Fear can be extremely dangerous for your success or your well-being. When you are so fearful, you are actually yielding yourself to the devil. So what is fear? What is fear? It is to be afraid. Simple. To be afraid. Afraid of someone or afraid of something. That you are afraid of it as likely to be dangerous, painful, or harmful. Fear. But let me quickly say this. Fear has its good side. Fear. In some context. Because he said, fear is a basic emotion in all living creatures. It's there. Because it makes them recognize and avoid danger. You know, if there's no fear, you can touch naked wire and you will die. It is fear that will make a man not to jump over the Third Mainland Bridge or go to Cocoa House and say, I want to fly like, what's that children watch? Spider-Man. You say, hey, I'm a Spider-Man. It is fear that will not let you do that. Because if you do it, you will die. So fear could be good. According to psychology research, fear is a primal emotion that involves a universal biochemical response and a high individual emotional response. So you see, fear alerts us to the presence of danger or the threat of harm. It is good. But the thing is now, whether that danger is physical or psychological. It could be physical. It may be psychological fear. Now, if fear is good in all ramification on every side, the Bible will not record in the text that God has not given us. So the fear we are talking about this morning, obviously is not that fear of, oh, this is Cocoa House, I don't want to become Ben 10, Abi. Now, it has its own bad side. An unpleasant emotion or thought that you have, when you are frightened or afraid or worried by something dangerous, yes, painful or bad that is happening or might happen. Please know that. Happening or might happen. Something is going to happen. So you are afraid that it might. You know the word might? It might not. Oh, it might. But fear has already gripped you of something in the future. I was ministering here sometime and I told you the antidote that I use now, even for worry. When I worry and I discuss, I'm a man that gives into worry so much. Worry of everything. So when I'm about to sleep, and it's working, you know, sincerely, when I get to bed, I say, worry of today, all this worry that I've been having. I say, I want to sleep now. Worry, we will continue where we got to. We'll continue tomorrow, but let me sleep tonight. So tomorrow we can continue maybe you have been harassing me. So tomorrow you can harass me now, but let me sleep this night. So I will suspend it and I will sleep. And God has been gracious. I will sleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, most times, another worry has even come. Another trouble of tomorrow has come. So the one of today is now insignificant. So I continue. No wonder the Bible says, sufficient for the day is evil thereof. Every day. Why worry? So, but the thing is this. Once the weary, or the worry rather, sets in. You know, I mentioned worry. That's the problem. Once the worry sets in, even your body reacts with different anxiety symptoms. When you worry, you know there are some people, you start to sweat. Sometimes, when you are worried, you start to have migraine, headache. Those are symptoms, anxiety symptoms. Some people, it is stomach trouble. They are worried like this. It has happened to me. Hey, while at it, hey, you run to the toilet. How did this poo come? Just like that, because of worry. And the whole system will just scatter. You run. It is anxiety symptoms. Trembling. Some will have difficult breathing. It comes in different form and shape. So therefore, fear is a complicated emotion. It can motivate us or paralyze us, depending on how we choose to approach it. So say to your neighbor again, fear not. Our message today is about the fear that is almost dominating our lives. In its own way, fear can become an idol, which takes our focus away from God and has us fret over what if. You know, I said the other time, might happen. Might. What if? Do you know that why we have challenges with fear is, what if it happens? What if this happened? It has not happened. You know what I have realized, actually, is that when you are afraid of something, fear has gripped you. If the thing now eventually comes, Is that you fight it or you run? But if you cannot run and the thing is fighting, by the time you are now being beaten by that thing, there's no more fear. It has happened. So why are you so fearful and not face whatever challenge? Okay, somebody was telling me yesterday, some EFCC came to his friend's house in the middle of the night, a few days ago, and they came in hood and everything, opened the gate. I cannot open. He thought they were thieves, early in the middle of the night. And then they broke the gate. The dog tried to attack the shot. What kind of EFCC is that one? They shot the dog dodged the bullet. And then they started pulling, they wanted to pull down the door again. So the guy opened it and brought out cutlass. They said, bring out your cutlass. We are EFCC, truly. Let's see your phone. Let's see this. Now, where I'm going, the guy was afraid when they were coming. Thief, thief, thief. They said, we are not thief. Then they pulled down everything. When they got to the man, what else can he do? The fear, there's no more, nothing like fear anymore. He had to face them. So he faced them. He said, we were not EFCC. Eventually, they checked his phone. They said, okay, you are using Palasa. These are not the people. They left. What kind of thing is that one? In Nigeria, that's the kind of environment we find ourselves, actually. But what I am saying is not, the message of today is not EFCC's message. The message today is that even that fear, when that thing that you are afraid, when it now comes, the fear will disappear. So why do you paralyze yourself? Why do you render yourself, got yourself to a point that you cannot think again because of something that has not even happened? And if it's happening presently, then you look for a way out. And if you cannot, then so be it. So, there are some types of fears. Fear of failure. It happens to many of us. Do you know that some people, that fear of failure is what motivates them in life? They don't want to fail. Fear of failure. And then they keep running, running, running. When you see some people, even in organizations, you see people dog eating dog. Is it because of fear of failure? You want to rise. You don't want to fail. Some people bend they get to a point where they even kill themselves out because of sickness or whatever, because of fear of failure. And it gets some people down that they cannot even achieve anything again. Fear of failure. There's fear of death. And there are some people here now, you fear death. And God is saying, fear not. You are thinking that, maybe it's your turn. It's about to come. It will not come. God says, fear not. Fear not. Fear of embarrassment. What if they embarrass me? That's why fear of embarrassment. Some people, because of that fear, they cannot go to where they're supposed to go to. What would they say? How would they treat me? What would they say? And then it keeps you in the same spot because you don't want to be embarrassed. You feel something. Fear of attack. In fact, that one, there are some churches, they make good money from that. They have patronage. Because once you come like this and the pastor is closing his eyes, the moment he lifts the head like this, son of man, you have come. Oh, welcome, welcome. Who is that black, tall, and short woman in your family? Is that not where, that's the way you, in the family, there must be somebody tall. Somebody must be short. There must be fair. There must be dark. So, what I'm seeing now is not, okay. And then you will not be the one telling them the rest. Oh, what tall is that? I will not talk. It works in a way. I don't want to talk much. Shugbon, alati shelomo ati shiarare. That is, you should know what to do to save yourself. Man of God, save me. Fear. You can't even go back to that home. There are some people, even churches, I know. They'll just tell you, man of God, child of God, my daughter, my son, you are embarking on a journey. Seven candles, red, black, yellow, green. You have to put them together. I see blood. You need to put this. And then if you don't, you already entertain fear. If you don't, it will happen. That's why sometimes when they talk, things happen. You start to think that they are okay. It is you. Because the Bible says fear is not the gift of God. So the moment you give in to that fear, you have opened the door to the devil. So the devil now operates on what you fear. Don't you remember what Job said? He said, what I fear most has come. What I fear most finally came. Because those times, instead of him to focus on his maker, he was focusing on what can be wrong. And then, there was a door for the enemy to strike. Fear of sickness, fear of disease, fear of rejection, fear of accident. Some people cannot travel to Ikire. Ikire is the next in here. They cannot. Fear of accident. Some people cannot even fly. The aeroplane, So many things. Fear. Fear of childlessness. You know, I told you before I got married, because of my past, Omoluabi, I got to a time where we got married 1 year, 2 years, no issues, third year, no issue. And then the devil started telling me, oh my God, Oshie. And so I started entertaining fear, really, that maybe I will not have a child again. That maybe my escapade has finally caught up with me. Fear not. Fear not. Fear of bad or lack of marriage. Some people, they are afraid that maybe they will never marry. Some are afraid that their marriage will not work. They have fear of what has not even happened. And then when they get in there, they now start to have all issues. In fact, some of us, fear of raising wayward children. Ah, kill them, fear that. You know, that was what happened to Job, actually. Hey, these children, maybe where they are partying now, maybe they are sinning against God. Maybe they are this. Maybe. Why is that your thought? Why are you afraid of raising children? Fear. When fear grips us, anxiety shoots up. And when anxiety grips us, our mind often plays tricks on us. Things that perhaps aren't accurate seem very real to the anxious brain. I saw some acronyms while I was looking through this. FEAR, F-E-A-R, said failure expected and received. Shebi, you have fear. Because if you're afraid, fear, say you're expecting failure and you receive it. I saw another one, it says, future events already ruined. What as the future, you are already troubled because of tomorrow. It says, false emotions appearing real. Your emotions. Another one says, false evidence appearing real. Yes, there are evidences. There are emotions, truly. Another one says, false experiences. They are there, appearing real. Yes, they appear real, but they are not. If you know what you will know today, praise the Lord. So basically, fear causes us to reduce the size of God and elevate the size and opinion of man. That's what it does. When you fear, what you have done is to reduce who God is. You reduce his size. And you are elevating man and other things. Let's look at the example of Gideon in Judges chapter 6. Gideon. This was a man who demonstrated fear, anxiety, and doubt. He was paralyzed by fear so much that when God first commanded him to rescue the Israelites, he was hiding in the wise press to escape his enemies. Can you imagine that man in verse 11? He was hiding. Even when God had now appeared to encourage him, the fear had become so real in his life that he kept asking God for signs. Let's see verses 20 to 21. He was asking God to consume an offering of food he presented to the angel. That's what he did. You know, and if you jump to verses 37 to 38, God, I'm jumping because of time. He petitioned God to send morning dew only on a piece of fleece he laid out. Now, in 39 to 40, even though God did it, can fear has already, he was given to fear completely. Even when God did it, he moved again to 39 to 40. He said, God, okay, that one that you did, do the reverse. What if it's the opposite? I want to see again. He cannot even trust anything again. He could not trust God. He could not believe in anything again. Fear. Fear. And this is a man that God wanted to use. But where he was in hiding. He couldn't face the enemy. Fear. Thank God. The beauty of Gideon's story was that he overcame fear And he was able to free the Israelites from 7 years of oppression. Can you imagine? 7 years. Because fear has gripped someone. Fear. Do you know where, in some instances, you know where fear is harassing you? Where you have been harassed? You know. And do you know that if you will not allow fear from today, there will be great or accelerated results. Fear gripped this guy. For 7 years, they were stunted. For 7 years, they were oppressed. What is it that is oppressing you? What is that situation that is staring you at your face? And it's causing you to panic. Is it your finance? Because you look at your pocket. You look at what you do, your business. Go jail. So you begin to think, the work I do now is 59,000 naira per month. My child, and I have a child now, my child's school fees is now 20,000. I need to take transport to work. What is left to eat? Or I remember in those days when I was seriously pressured, and some people would be greeting me, they say, eligible bachelor. But I knew I was not eligible because the money I even had was not enough for anything. Eligible bachelor that has two shirts, one singlet, trouser. He was trying to dry them in the night to wear in the morning. And the people called me outside, eligible bachelor. How eligible was that? So some of us are in that pressing situation. And then you are afraid of tomorrow. What will happen? It's like no more tomorrow. It's like you cannot succeed. You cannot survive. But it's a lie. What God is sending me to tell you today is fear not. The same me that did not have clothes. I have to use my bed. My mattress as iron. I will use my towel to dry my clothes because I must wear it again tomorrow. Eligible bachelor. Friends, if God will move, the way he will walk is not your business. But fear not. Usually that fear will paralyze you. That's what fear does. It paralyzes. And you know the meaning of paralysis. You can't move. You are just there. You are just there. Proverbs 22 verse 13 says, the lazy man says, there is a lion outside. I shall be slain. He's afraid of a lion that he has. It's an imaginary lion. There is wala. So he's afraid. So he stays back. At the end of harvest, he will suffer. That's why the Bible calls him a lazy man, a sluggard. Because he's talking about a lion, imaginary lion. Most of the times, things that you are afraid of, they are imaginary. They just appear real. You will be shocked at what God can do if it's on your side. Many of us, like I said, are gripped with fear as I speak. But thank God there's opportunity for victory and a change of story today, just like Gideon. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. So there are effects of fear. If you look at our text again, you will see three things that fear takes away. It takes away your power. What God gives, fear takes. It takes away your power. It takes away your love. It takes away your sound mind. Check it very well. When you look at power, for instance, fear renders you powerless. It weakens your faith. But the spirit of power is of courage and resolution to meet difficulties and dangers. Remember the story of children of Israel and Goliath? The children of Israel, for days, Goliath will come and harass them, and they were afraid. How can a whole army, how can they be so fearful that the army cannot even rush one man? Just one man. And he will come there and be harassing them. They were afraid. Fearful. But that same Goliath, see the story with David. David was not seeing him. David was seeing his God. You don't have money in your pocket now. Why are you seeing that finances? What you should see is your God. You remember the story of the 12 spies? They sent them, go and spy down the land. What they saw were giants, the son of Anakim,
Truly, the giants were there, but they were fake. They are fake because if there is God, God is the real. So they got there, they saw the giants, they were scared, fear, and they came back. And they said, no, we cannot, we are like grasshoppers to these people. But you know what happened to Joseph, Caleb? That one, the same scenario. Those ones saw their own God. That's the difference. That is the difference. The Holy Spirit is not the author of a timid or cowardly disposition. That's what he says. I don't give you the spirit of fear or of slavish fears. We are likely to bear afflictions when we have strength and power from God to enable us to bear them. That is what, with God, you have that power to bear whatever. Then lack, it takes away lack. Lack of love, especially of for self, makes you not believe in your ability. I should not even believe you matter. You know, some people don't love themselves. Some people, okay, you are going out, you don't even love yourself enough. You think that, you know, I told you before now, years ago, I thought my bum bum was too flat. And there's no way I can be padding it now. So when I wear, I would think that people are looking at me that I have flat bum bum. I would say, my leg is not big, this and that. How does that matter? Meanwhile, somebody who is big too will be saying, I want him to be. What kind of life is this? Why are we like this, brethren? The one that will speak, say, one will be, one will be giant. It's all slim. Say, one will be paper. What kind of, why are we like this? Why? Why? So it takes away, what you should do is love yourself. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you know who you are, you can confidently, you won't be afraid. You won't entertain fear. It takes away fear. And then when you don't love God also, you can't attract, you can't take the power that is in God. So love, what fear does is that it takes away love from you. We need to love. And God is the one that gives that. 1 John 4, 18 says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. It torments. But he who has not been made perfect in love. Anyway, if you have opportunity, read the Message version of that. Read especially from 17 to 18. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for you, no one can be against you. It takes away sound mind. Fear makes you uncoordinated. When we are dominated by negative emotions, we cannot achieve the goals God has in mind for us. Spirit of sound mind has to do with the capability of rational thinking and decision making. It is the ability to reason clearly. When you are fearful, you can't reason clearly. Your emotion is overwhelmed. You are overwhelmed. 1 Peter 1:13 says, therefore, guard up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you as the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I saw another acronym because time now. But what you should do, let me say this, is that, and I've started saying it, focus on God. That's the solution. Fear not, focus on God. So that acronym now says, fear. How to now overcome? It says, forget everything and relax. Another one says, face everything and recover. Or face everything and rise. Is it that you face your fear? What is it? What is it? Why must you paralyze yourself? Because of something. Face it. You remember the children of Israel, when the lepers had to go to the enemy's camp. They said, if we stay here, hunger will kill us all. Let's go to the enemy's camp. If we die, we die. And they didn't die. Why? There's a God. They got abundance. Face it. You will not die. Brethren, Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, I will fear no evil. Fear not. I want to round up. Psalm 56 verse 3 to 4 says, when I am afraid, because fear will come, it is natural. But this is it. It says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. in God. When I'm afraid, when fear comes, I put myself, my trust in God. I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Nothing. So, brethren, I want to read this and then we'll pray. Isaiah 41, verses 10 to 13. It says, behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Rise up. Rise up to your feet and just say, Lord, I go to the rest, as I journey through the rest of this year, help me. Hold my right hand, Lord. He said, fear not, I will not be afraid. Declare it yourself that, Lord, I will not be afraid. I refuse to be afraid. And I hand myself over to you. I put my hands in your hands. That you will help me. God will see us through, but fear not. Fear is of the devil. Do not entertain fear. Just say, Lord, I put my hands in your hands. I put your hands in my hands, in your hands. My hands in your hands. Direct me. Protect me. Protect me, Lord. He said, I will save you. Save me. Lord, save me from shame. If you're having financial challenges, save me from shame. God can save you. Whatever is it, God save me. That's his promise. And his promise shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Please bring your prayer to a close. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And so, Father, Lord, you've heard the cry of your people. Lord, we refuse to be afraid. You have taught us, Lord, that even when things that will make us fear come, we should trust in you and hand it over to you. Today, Lord, all our worries and fears, we hand over to you. And we say, Father, please, hold us in our hands, O God. And Father, take us through the journey of this year. At the end of everything, O God, we shall meet ourselves at the promised land. We give you the glory, for in Jesus' name we pray.